Hey, it's Rich Eisen right here on Twitter at Rich Eisen, but really on Westwood One, but on Twitter. You'll get the drift. All year long, I'm doing an interview for the Monday Night Football pregame show on Westwood One with the NFL's biggest stars all season long. I've been doing it. I'm going to keep doing it because no one's going to stop me. And with that in mind, it's time for another Mercedes-Benz interview segment sponsored by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Mercedes-Benz Sprinter asks, when was the last time you chased a dream? Whether you're ready to take your business to the next level or live the van life, a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van is the van for the job.
He is a Walter Payton Man of the Year Award winner, and he is a guy right there in that defensive line for the Baltimore Ravens, who are 3-1, could be easily 4-0, have been through a lot already in just 1 month of the season. Joining us here before Monday Night Football against the Indianapolis Colts, the capper to Week 5 that begins tonight, in the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line, it is Calais Campbell. How are you, Calais?
Hey, living the dream, baby. How you doing?
I am better for talking to you. Living the dream. What year is this for you now, Calais? What year is it now?
14.
Come on. 14? That is crazy. Do you sit back and think about that at any point? Like, I can't believe this is year 14 for me. Right.
Most definitely. You know, leading to the season, you know, it kind of was one of those things where it was like, man, you know, I had to really sit back and like, wow, you know, just take a look at my career and, you know, how bad I really wanted to, like, have to make a decision. Do I really want to go out there and be what I could be, you know, in year 14? And so, you know, but I worked really hard, got into this position where I feel real good right now, man. So, you know, it's been fun.
How about that? So let's get to the why. Why? Why year 14? Why do it?
Okay. Well, you know, first things first, I want to win a Super Bowl. You know, I mean, I went to it as a rookie, and you know, a snot-nosed little kid, not knowing how precious that moment was. It really was. You know, I just couldn't, even though everybody told me that this is rare and appreciated. You know, I was 22. You know, and I couldn't know better. And you know, I mean, a lot of ups and downs. You know, a couple championship games. You know, moments away from being in the Super Bowl and just haven't been able to get back. And I want it bad, man. I feel like this team and you know, what we have, I know we're capable. And then, you know, I just feel like, you know, my career and what I've done, you know, I want to be at the very end of it, you know, with a bronze head and a gold jacket. That's always been a big goal of mine. You know, I think everybody who plays this game should have that goal of being considered the best of the best when you do it. And, you know, I feel like, you know, I would like to leave no doubt. And so I know I got a lot of work to do.
What makes you think the Ravens can win a Super Bowl? What gives you that sense, that feeling, Calais?
Well, first things first, I think we got a whole lot of talent in this building, you know, and the number one reason is Lamar Jackson. You know, he's just an incredible player that, you know, just makes everybody else around him better. And then just the brotherhood we have, you know, I mean, this place, you know, we really have that bond where we play for each other. And I believe anytime you play for each other, it's going to allow you to play above your potential. You know, you can play at the highest level of your potential when you're doing it for somebody else that's next to you. And we have that brotherhood so far. You know, now obviously, you know, that's not enough. You know, you got to go out there and execute and make plays. You know, but, you know, we have the guys that can make the plays, and we're motivated to make them. So now it just comes down to the execution and the health and all the different things that go into it. But, you know, it's a long grind. But I think I try to make sure guys understand now is just be in the moment.
Right. In terms of that bond and playing for one another, Calais Campbell, I mean, how did you guys grow to closer together from that awful day in training camp or right before the beginning of the season, after training camp, but right before the beginning of the season where Gus Edwards and Marcus Peters go down with knee injuries after Dobbins went down with a knee injury? It was just like it was a rash that completely blew my mind. From just the outside looking in, what about your team and bonding through and around all of that?
Yeah, it was. I mean, that was a crazy day. You know, in all my years of football, I never seen anything like that. You know, where two of your star players go down within plays of each other. You know, I mean, it was literally like three plays later. And like the first time, you know, when P went down, you know, he went down first, and it like just takes the wind out of you. You know, we're having a great practice. We're flying around. We're having fun. And then, you know, a guy that you just, you know, you have so much love for, admiration, you know, for the way he plays the game, the way he, you know, what he brings to the game. It's just like, man, your heart breaks for him, you know, because, you know, I know our depth. I know who we have stepping up that can make plays. I know we're still going to be a good football team. But it's just like, man, I know how hard he worked and, like, how good of a season he could have had. And just kind of your heart breaks for him. And then, like, literally a couple plays later, you see Gus go down, and another guy that I've been a big fan of because he went to the U, and I've been following his career, all of his career I've been following him, and just a big fan of his, and just seeing his development and how he's become just this, you know, this guy was ready to take over the league. I just felt like he could have been an All-Pro this year. And then, you know, he goes down. It's just like, wow, you know. And then coach called the practice up, and it was just, you could feel the energy, you know, in the building just kind of get sucked out. But we got great leaders and great people who've been through some stuff, you know, and understand that, like, you know, we couldn't let that deter us. We had to just come together and then, you know, play for them.
All right, so what is the challenge for the Colts, for you with the Colts? Carson Wentz with the banged up ankles, but they come off a win. That kid from Wisconsin comes downhill fast. What do you got for me on that front, Calais?
Complete team that has that has every piece you need to win ball games. Desperate, trying to get back into the fight. Talent everywhere. You know, their running game. They have literally four running backs who you have to respect. That can take it for a home run at any given time. You know, people forget about Wilkins, but he's a good player too. You know, I've played against, you know, all of them multiple times, being in the same division for a couple of years. And, I have nothing but respect for all the running backs. But it starts with, you know, with Taylor. You know, he's a beast. And, what he did last week was, it was special. You know, I mean, it's just he really put the team on his back a little bit, in my opinion. Then Carson Wentz stepped up and had his best game as a Colt. But I've played against Carson Wentz multiple times as well.
That's right.
And with him, you know, he's a competitor. And so this is going to be it's going to take all of us. It's going to take, you know, our best effort, you know, because this team, the way their defense is too, you know, they're just a talented team, and they're starting to get it rolling. So, you know, it's going to take our A game.
You're the best, Calais Campbell. Thank you for the time. Let's stay in touch. What a season you've had so far. Appreciate it. Thank you for the call.
Rich, it's always a pleasure, man.